We associate white with purity, goodness, and brightness. White is the symbol of positive and protective energy. We dress heroes and heroines in white. White represents wholeness of spirit. We associate God, God's messengers, and heaven with white. We picture angels in robes of white. We associate black with evil. We dress villains in black. Black is the symbol of destruction. When catastrophe strikes, we call it a black day. Black represents despair, anger, and rage, which are absences of love, compassion, and forgiveness. We say that a person who feels these things is in a black mood. We call the suffering of a splintered psyche, a psyche without radiance, the dark night of the soul. We call the devil the prince of darkness, and we think of hell as a place where the light of God does not reach. Therefore, is the perception of white as an integration or a completion, and black as an absence, limited in accuracy or applicability to the physical phenomena of white light and blackness? No. Language, mythology, religion, and science each recognize in white a reflection of integration, or wholeness, or completion, and in black, a reflection of the absence of this. The multisensory personality sees directly that each of these ways of understanding reflects the same thing. A personality that is not whole lives in a state of splinteredness, as represented by individual colors, or combinations of them. A personality that is not splintered lives in a state of wholeness, as represented by white light. A personality that loses touch with its soul, that loses the source of its light, is one that has become capable of what we call evil, as represented by blackness. What we call evil is the absence of light, of love, in all cases. When we speak poetically of light, we associate it with purity, insight, and divine inspiration. But this type of light is not merely poetical. It is real.